Choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Yet another hurricane will be bearing down on the Gulf Coast in a matter of hours. Zeta slammed into the Yucatan Peninsula and weakened to a tropical storm, but it's expected to strengthen as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Zeta is accelerating as it heads toward the Gulf Coast, which means hopefully it will pass by more quickly.
It's moving at about 14 miles per hour, I think, presently. When it makes landfall, it should be in the 20-mile-an-hour range and potentially a little bit faster than that. That's one of the reasons why we don't think there will be as much rainfall.
A hurricane warning stretches from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama state line. The governors of Louisiana and Alabama have declared emergencies, and Louisiana has asked President Trump for a disaster declaration. The presidential campaigns are in high gear as November 3rd approaches, but they're also concentrating on state races as well. In South Carolina, Vice President Mike Pence asks voters to support Senator Lindsey Graham along with President Trump and to tell all their friends to do so.
After you spend the next 7 days talking to them about this president, talking to them about your senator, talking to them about these great congressmen, what Republican leadership can mean with four more years. I would just say, if you're inclined to bow the head and bend the knee, next 7 days would be a good time to do it.
A school bus carrying children crashed Tuesday in Tennessee, killing two people and injuring others. The crash involved a utility service vehicle and happened on State Highway 58 in Meigs County in eastern Tennessee. Tennessee Education Commissioner Penny Schwinn sent a statement offering condolences for those lives that were lost, but did not give specifics. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 222 points. The NASDAQ, however, rose 72. The S&P declined 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns.
We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with an average settlement of 3 cents on the dollar.
Call us today
at 1-800-TAX-1176.
And we will explain all the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start. Again, that number is
1-800-TAX-1176.
North Carolina.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. And not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. With a week to go before Election Day, candidate rallies could impact your drive here in Southern Nevada. President Trump is traveling to Arizona tomorrow for a pair of rallies, so he's spending the night here in Las Vegas. His son Eric has a campaign event tonight at the Ahern Hotel, and Democratic vice presidential hopeful Kamala Harris is also scheduled to a campaign here in Southern Nevada. The president is expected to land at McCarran Airport tonight before spending the night at the Off-Strip Hotel, which bears his name. So expect some road closures and traffic delays around the airport and on the way to the hotel. Tomorrow, the president is holding a rally at the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport, so expect road closures as the presidential motorcade makes its way from Las Vegas to Bullhead City. Boyd Gaming officials say Main Street Station, their hotel casino, won't reopen until sometime next year. Company officials say the downtown Las Vegas property will open in 2021 for sure. The Tropicana and M Resorts are warning of layoffs. Notices made public yesterday say the M Resort anticipates laying off some 236 employees and 702 workers at the Tropicana.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on US 95 westbound. That's at Decatur, consuming the right shoulder and partially there in the right lane. Also look for some delays on the 15, northbound at Cheyenne, southbound at Craig, and slow flows into the Spaghetti Bowl by 15 west at Charleston.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Enough.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang
out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. 7 days from Election Day. No better person to talk to about the race. The races, the integrity of the vote, then my friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. She joins us. Megan, how you been? You had a good week so far?
I've had a great week, Kevin. How about you?
Me too. And I'm starting to get excited about Election Day. It's almost like Christmas Day is coming, and I can't wait to unwrap the gifts. I just don't know what's going to be inside. What is your sense 7 days out? You keep your ear to the ground across the state of Nevada.
What do I predict 7 days out?
Well, no, just, I mean, you're feeling which way the wind's blowing politically.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, this reminds me a lot of 2016, quite frankly. The amount of enthusiasm behind the Trump campaign can be seen in the amount of signs that you see, whether they are bumper stickers. Of course, not a lot of people are putting bumper stickers on their cars anymore because of fear of left-wing nut jobs vandalizing their car. But we see them in lawn signs, we see them at the sides of the rallies, and we see it in the enthusiasm behind the campaign. I mean, contrast that to Barack Obama's stop for Joe Biden today, and there was a handful of cars honking their horn.
I just think that's such a crazy, that is the craziest thing. That is the craziest thing.
Better than what?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. It is like your typical clown show. And we had another, with the honking, we had a candidate as awful as Joe Biden in 2016 as well. Not as mentally delirious, but certainly physically deteriorating. If you recall Hillary Clinton, she didn't have a crowd following her. She had a cough, and she was hacking all over the place. Could you imagine if coronavirus was back in 2016? The woman would have been quarantined and isolated from humanity. But here we are, and we have Joe Biden, who's forgetting where he is, who is not making sense, who is talking gibberish half the time. You cannot understand what he is saying. He doesn't understand what he is saying. And this is who the Democrats chose to run. They chose to run one of the most divisive women in 2016 with a nagging cough. And then they decided to run an aged man who is in mental decline and not making a whole lot of sense unless, of course, he's taking money from China and using his drug-addled son in order to be the bag man. So, you know, when you look at the last debate, Kevin, for example, you have the most searched on the internet, how can I change my vote? It tells you that there are a lot of people that may have early voted for Biden, and then over the last 2 weeks, they've seen Biden completely fall apart, including Biden enrich himself off the communist Chinese. He is basically owned by the communist Chinese. Hunter is owned by the communist Chinese. This country will be owned by the communist Chinese should Biden even get a breath near the nuclear code. And that's one of the most frightening things, I think, about all of this, is that the man who is in obvious mental decline, who doesn't know where he is, he just referred to Kamala's husband as her wife. He is going to have the nuclear code?
No. I got one worse. He doesn't even know who he's running against. He kept talking about the other day about running against George. George. He did that twice. And I'm like,
now, if the Democrats came out and said, oh, he was thinking it was George Bush, that would have been bad, right? But no, the Democrats came out and said he was talking about George Lopez.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can someone tell me what George Lopez is running for?
God, it's just bizarre. I want to go back to what's different, 2016 to 2020. And the one major factor that I see, and I want you to weigh in on this, is that in 2016, Donald J. Trump, private citizen, was just like any other candidate, making campaign promises, most of which you forget about in about 6 months. But this is different. This president, you know, promises made, promises kept. I've got a sign in my home that says that. And that's exactly what he did. He is a guy that when he goes out and he promises people that he's going to do something, he does it. These aren't campaign promises. These are promises made, promises kept. That's the biggest difference, and people can see that.
People can definitely see that, and people can also see that, well, Joe Biden can't see that. He was just saying on the stump today, maybe from Delaware, I don't know, that swing state of Delaware that he seemingly can't get out of. I think that Joe Biden said he hasn't done a damn thing, or the Democrats want you to believe something that isn't true when you can see it with your own two eyes. People understand that when Biden and Kamala say that they're going to repeal the Trump tax cuts, that means that many of the people, a majority of Americans who benefited, which would be the middle class, they're like, well, obviously he did a lot. I've got, you know, a few extra $1,000 in my pocket this year. People vote with their pocketbook. And we have seen now Ice Cube starting to work with the president. We have seen 50 Cent endorse the president because he doesn't want to be 20 Cent. We have seen...
I love that. I love that.
I know. And it's true. If 50 Cent is worried about being 20 Cent, imagine what the $50,000 a year worker is, how he is going to, or she is going to suffer under the Joe Biden administration, because that is who regulations impact. That is who the Trump tax cuts impacted the most or benefited the most. And so we will have, I believe, a very strong and rising red wave, specifically if those people, too, who are looking to change their vote, change their vote.
Well, now that brings us to the question, is state by state, mm-hmm. can they do it?
Some states can. There's a handful of states that allow you to change your vote. Of course, Nevada is not one of them. Nevada, you could vote if you're a dead person. I mean, my friends just received 3 ballots for dead people the other day.
Oh, no.
So there's a lot of things you can do in Nevada, especially if you're dead, and one of them, I guess, is voting. And so Nevada's not one of them, but there are a handful of states, and many of them are considered swing states. Michigan is one. Pennsylvania is the other. I want to say Ohio or Iowa, I can't recall. And then there's a handful of others.
I want to ask you, because Sharon Angle was on just the other day. She's with the Election Integrity Project Nevada. What do you know about it, that organization? And they're talking in terms that there are some 40,000 ballots that were sent out that should not have been sent out.
And I don't doubt that. You know, as far as I know, a couple groups that run, you know, kind of data operations in Nevada, theirs is one of them. True the Vote is another. And there is going to be a lot of discernment given over the Secretary of State's office and the Clark County Registrar, Joe Gloria, who just basically eliminated signature verification from the ballots that Clark County received. And he did that unilaterally, and he did that without legislative approval, and I would challenge that to be unconstitutional, because you cannot change election laws outside of the legislature. They changed plenty in the guise of COVID. They hijacked our election laws because they could. They had the majority that was ushered in 2018. And if any clear-thinking person still lives in Clark County, the shutdowns that you are going through is directly attributed to Democrats that were elected in 2018. I would suggest that you vote them out in 2020 and beyond. The Democrats in four or two short years, and I'll throw Sandoval in with the group, completely turned Nevada upside down and made it ready to have even a state tax that might be passed should they get the constitutional muster to do so. We need to stop the hijacking of Nevada. It starts at the ballot box. It ends in Carson City, and it also starts with people voting and switching their voting, like many of my Democrat friends who are voting for Trump this time are going to make sure that they do not vote for Sisolak or any other Democrat on the Nevada ballot.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We're going to get into Amy Coney Barrett and a whole lot more. We're also going to talk more about the integrity of the vote, because we're seeing more and more examples that you know. Hopefully, it will be a red wave election, and we won't have to worry about stolen ballots and things like that. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote. During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. And I want to ask you, I know that we zero in on voter integrity here in the state of Nevada, in particular after the passage of AB 4, lawsuits and all of that stuff. I'm just curious if you think now that Amy Coney Barrett is on the Supreme Court, is it possible we'll get another look at this AB 4 and the constitutionality of it?
I think it's possible. It depends on who the plaintiff is and whether or not they have standing. You know, I was part of an initial lawsuit prior to them passing these laws under these expanded emergency powers in the wake of a pandemic that really wasn't. You know, Barbara Zagaski, who's the only Republican in the executive office, who is the Secretary of State of Nevada, she is the one that basically pulled the trigger on mail-in ballots back, I think, in what, March?
Yeah.
And she told us very clearly that they were going to be ready for it, that the rolls were clean and they were going to roll it out. Well, the rolls obviously aren't too clean if Sharon Engel tells you that 40,000 ballots perhaps went out that shouldn't have gone out, or 80,000, whatever that number was. It was an awful number, whatever it was. And let's not forget that Donald Trump only lost this state by 27,000 ballots. 2016. Let's not also forget that many dead people are getting ballots. Three of my friends, two who are lawyers, got dead people's ballots.
Wow.
And I'm just one person, and I know three people. And there's also been other reports that there have been plenty of ballots that have gone out to dead people. Also, the Democrats started a ballot harvest in Nevada. Well, guess who's against ballot harvesting? That would be Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat in Hawaii, who just put forth a House bill, which will go nowhere because the Democrats want ballot harvesting. That's why we haven't gotten checks for COVID relief, because Nancy wants to change the election laws in order to empower Democrats. So the middle class is not getting any COVID relief because Nancy Pelosi wants her way with ballot harvesting. That's really what it boils down to. And so I think the Supreme Court is not only going to be necessary to look at some of these laws that have been passed in the wake of COVID, whether it be in Nevada or North Carolina or other states, and North Carolina is going to go to the Supreme Court. The Fourth Circuit just allowed North Carolina to just eliminate witness signatures on cured ballots and to have 9 more days to count ballots after the election. Well, why not 19? Why not 300 days? Why not 365 days? What's the magic number with 9 to count extra ballots? Well, that's probably how much time the Democrats figure they need to find ballots in order to steal North Carolina, much like they're trying to steal Nevada, much like they're trying to steal Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan and all the other swing states that Hillary Clinton lost by a handful of votes, 10,000 here, 20,000 there, 27,000 in Nevada. But Barbara Zagaski, like I said, told us that the rolls were clean, and obviously they are not.
Just to update everybody, the Supreme Court last night or late yesterday afternoon ruled for the Republicans in Wisconsin. So November 3rd is November 3rd. You can't take it a week beyond that or 10 days beyond that. November 3rd is the day.
Correct, and that's why I think this fourth, and thank you for the reminder, absolutely, that was a huge decision, because the Democrats want election months. This early voting scam, and I've always called it a scam when they started lobbying for it, guess why they want early voting? It's not to combat voter suppression. Oh, no. It is simply to get through the October surprise. The October surprise is really when people's minds obviously start to change, like we've witnessed over the last 2 weeks, especially with the dump of the emails. Yes, they are Hunter Biden emails proving proving that Joe Biden is compromised. He is a compromised, corrupt politician, and his son was his wingman and his bagman. And people are changing their minds. Election day should be election day. Kevin, you and I are both old enough to remember when we had an election day. Most people got the day off. And guess what? There were precincts and voting places all over town. I grew up in a town of 60,000 people, and I remember that there were voting locations all throughout the town. Whether it was at the libraries or the grade schools or the high schools, they were everywhere. Now we're shrunk down to one polling place per, you know, county. Not town, but county. And we might have a ballot box if it's not on fire. Ballot boxes have been set on fire. Have you seen that, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. 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 And by the way, just so understand, I can remember watching my parents vote at my grade school. I mean, which was like 4 blocks down the road. Easy speezy, you know?
Correct. We could walk. I walked plenty of times with my grandparents and my parents to the voting place. It was something that we did as a family, even though I couldn't vote, right? It was at the time I couldn't vote. They wanted me to see them go vote and cast their ballot. It was very common. So we need to get back to some sense of normalcy. And what is so abnormal is voting starting in September in some states,
yeah.
October in others. And now the Democrats want to stretch Election Day way past Election Day and into December if they had their way. But at least in North Carolina, they got till November 12th to count ballots as of right now until it goes to the Supreme Court.
Hey, Megan, in our final couple of minutes, I want to get your impressions of Amy Coney Barrett. I was so impressed last night at the White House. That ceremony wasn't a long ceremony, but it was so powerful. What do you make of her and the legacy that she's going to leave for the next, 20, 30, 40 years?
Well, hell, if she hangs on long enough, she could be like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and nearly be there for 50 years, or Joe Biden, who's served 47 years. And I say served very loosely. But she's young enough in order to do that. I think she's in her mid-40s. I've never seen Democrats attack a woman unless, of course, they were attacking conservative women, and that's exactly what they do. She's a mother of 7. She has definitely earned her stripes. She is a constitutionalist originalist, which scares the pants off Democrats. I remember John Roberts was never considered a originalist, or I never heard the phrase constitutionalist associated with John Roberts, and it's quite evident that he's not. So basically, she erases the John Roberts vote of the conservative, quote-unquote conservative wing of the party, and this is exactly why I voted for Trump and many others like me. We voted to save the Supreme Court. We voted to ensure that the Constitution would be protected for future generations and not destroyed.